name's Richard Janes and I'm a sculptor. This is an archway to Khalsa Wood, which is a Sikh sacred space in Bestwood Park. I made it with a group of Sikh young people. We carved it over a period of weeks, and it was based on some of their designs and ideas and other imagery to do with the Sikh religion. 2004, we designed and built the arch, so it's been there for quite a while. The arch is three pieces of wood. They have a big mortise and tenon joints, which is like a socket which fits over a square piece of wood. So it's an invisible fixing, but it holds it all together. So it's built out of green oak, or it was carved out of green oak. It's now aged, and it was all hand-carved by the young people and then finished off by myself. They used gouges, which are sort of curved chisels. I used a chainsaw for some of the roughing out. And we did it in the back garden of the gatehouse, which is just down the road from Khalsa Wood. Yeah, I went to the Sikh Youth Club and I talked to them and learnt about their religion. I was extremely well educated in the different aspects and different elements within the Sikh religion and the imagery as well that we use. So the sort of imagery of growth that's used in the Mendi hand painting, which went into the arch, and the imagery of the elephant and the lion, which are quite significant in the divide between the men and women of the Sikh religion. The arch was really important because it gave an entrance statement to the wood, and using the sort of traditional ways of woodworking was good to show the young people how you can apply what looks like a woodwork to something which is creative and artistic. In the middle of the wood, there's a stump with a kanda carved into it, which again the young people carved to sort of add sacred qualities to the wood. The young people were 12, 13, so they were kind of young teenagers, so they were really engaged in it, and then they worked really hard carving it, and it gave them an experience completely out of their normal comfort zone and what they were normally used to. So over the whole project, there was probably about 20 to 25 young people worked on it. They did enjoy it. I think, however, what they enjoyed most was finding a bat crawling on it. They had to get one of the rangers, I think her name was Rachel, and she was the only one allowed to pick up the bat because she was bat certified. I visited the arch about 10 years ago, and it seemed to be doing well. Oak lasts incredibly well outside. Potentially it can last for hundreds of years, thousands of years if it's in the right conditions. It oxidises on the surface, which is that lovely grey colour. I learned an enormous amount about the Sikh religion that I didn't know, and the significance of things like the Sikh sword and dagger, and the reasons for carrying it. I learned about turbans. I learned about hair, which is an amazing part of the Sikh religion. I'd never carved either elephants or lions before that point, and they're one of the things which a lot of carvings, especially in English churches, there's a lot of eagles and lions, not so many elephants, but there's a lot of those sorts of carvings. So carving animals is something I'd not done a huge amount of, so I did take that forward. I'm still sculpting, I'm still making things in different places. And if you go to different parks in Nottingham, you can see some of my work. If you go to Arnott Hill Park, you can see a memorial to Thomas Hawksley, who invented plumbing. You can see a big ship at Highfields Park and a gateway. So I'm continuing making things.
I was here when the wood was founded, on the 13th of April 1999, to mark the 300th anniversary of the birth of Khalsa, the Fellowship of Baptised Sikhs, which is celebrated through Vaisakhi. It was a huge occasion, around 600 Sikhs coming here to plant oak saplings. Chucking it down it was. I've never seen so many umbrellas here. The birds must have thought some strange new shrub had appeared overnight. And one young man told me that his faith demanded a reverence for nature, a commitment to family and community life, of altruism and volunteering. And I thought, I'll take that, laddo. Stick a turban on me head and I'll join in with that. And then they had a great big barbecue, a langa, where everyone shares and eats together, regardless of their status, and it was bloody delicious. Right then, you need to get back on the path and keep walking up. You'll soon see that the path splits in two, with a more informal path heading into a green space on the left. You might just notice a picnic table in the near distance, and that's where we're headed next. You'll know it when you get there, because the land opens out in front of you, and as I said, there are picnic tables. So, if you've got any snap on you, this might be the time and the place to eat it. Or you might want to sit or stand near one of those lovely horse chestnut trees. Speak soon.